This is Pirate RC.
And Hannah Lazar.
And we're here backstage with Thieves and Liars at the Epicenter in San Diego, California. They're here for the Rock for Africa benefit concert. Hey, guys, what's up?
Hello.
How's it going?
So you guys are all from San Diego?
North County area.
Yeah, Vista. Joey and I are from Vista, and Corey lives in Oceanside, so we're all same area.
So that's kind of how you guys connected. Did you know each other from elementary school? Or?
No, actually. The band actually started, Corey formed it, I think it's about like 4 or 5 years ago, and he's the only original member. The band was his idea, and at first there were some other guys in the band, and they kind of trickled out because they had another band they were working on. And then we recently had a member quit as well, our old singer, and then Joey took over vocals. So, but the guy who was singing previously, he is a friend of ours, and he got me into it because it was just him and Corey, and they didn't have a drummer or a bass player, and at the time they wanted another rhythm guitarist. So, so I tried out and it worked out, and then
he got me into it.
Yeah, John, his name was John. He got Joey into it as well, and we're all friends from. From me and Joey knew each other from high school and stuff, so.
Oh, cool. So, describe how songs come together for you guys, because you're a real rocker, you know, band. Do you guys jam it out, or do you plan it through? How does that work?
Well, originally the writing process, since Corey's been working on it for so long, he had like pretty much an entire record written for the past few years, and. As we joined the band, we learned his stuff, and over time playing together, we've really changed and adapted the songs, and they've become what they are now. But a lot of our newer stuff we write together just as a band. We'll come with a riff idea. Either Corey will bring a riff, or I'll have some lyrics written down, or Kyle will have a sweet riff, and we'll just jam it out and make it some sweet, brutal rock.
Have the previous bands you guys have been in been rock bands, or have you found yourselves in kind of lighter bands, and now you finally found one that you can totally rock in?
Yeah, I've never played in a like a straightforward. Well, I've never played in a band like this. Thieves and Liars. I played in a metal band in the past, and then high school the obvious pop punk bands. But
I think we all started out pop punk.
But but yeah, I mean. For me, this is exactly where I want to be musically, and as far as like members, we're all like such great friends, and we all have the same mindset, what we want to do with the band and stuff, you know. So.
Well, my favorite song from you guys, titled "Waiting on That Day," I really hear a mixture of Led Zeppelin and bluegrass influences. Was that intentional, or?
Actually, that song is pretty random. I went to Mississippi a few weeks ago. I was helping rebuild some homes out there from the Hurricane Katrina, and I actually got to meet a reverend out there who was a blind guy, and he was a sweet dude and invited us into his home. And just being in Mississippi, I really felt the presence of the blues, and just really weird. Something came over me, and I had kind of an idea of a song, and just started writing it, and right when we got back, me and Kyle went over to my buddy's studio and laid it down, and that's just what came out. And I guess Zeppelin is one of my favorite bands, so it's definitely an influence. But just the feeling of being in Mississippi, it really just comes out that way. It's just the blues mood that just comes out on my fingers and stuff. So
you're obviously moved by making a difference in this world. So is that kind of what brought you guys to Rock for Africa?
Yeah, I definitely think that's something that is a huge part of our band. That's something that we've always talked about being one of our goals, is really being an outreach band and giving back to people that don't have the same opportunities as we do living in the U.S. and, you know, having financial security. And I really like helping out, you know, even in our own country, helping people out who are in need. And Kyle and Corey are both the same way. So being a part of this concert is really cool for us, because we get to just do what we do every day and play music, and, you know, by doing that, give back to kids who will, you know, probably never even hear our band, but we get to be the unseen heroes in the scene. So I'm feeling it. Sorry.
Kim Garrison in the background.
That's great.
Can I ask you guys about tattoos? I think everyone in the band has some kind of ink, right, going on. So who's the most inked, I guess?
Is Corey. Corey.
Yeah. Corey, by far.
So just looking at Joey right now, I can tell you, like, his right arm has a lot of stuff. Like, can you talk about any of your tattoos or how you decide?
This one, the sleeve on my right arm is just, I heard a sermon at my church a few years back, and I was talking about consecrating yourselves and just preparing yourself before the Lord. And we're a Christian band, and so I got this just as kind of a personal reminder, just always, you know, to walk right with the Lord. And it's actually the second coming of Christ. It's from Revelation, and it's just a personal reminder to me, you know, just what I believe in. And then I'm representing that every day, and it gives me a good opportunity to talk to kids about what we're about, and, you know, not force it. And if they want to ask, that's cool. So that's what my tattoos mean to me.
Mine are the same, actually. I have a rib piece, and then I have some writing across my chest, and a quarter sleeve over here. Same exact thing. I have the crucifixion on my ribs, and across my chest I have written Revelation 22:13, which is I am the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. And same thing as for me, you know, I get up in the morning, and that's what I see right here on my chest. So it's just a reminder to me to, you know, just live well and live for God and represent Him the best I can, in order to, you know, do what I can to give back what He gave to us, which is impossible, but, you know, I try as hard as I can, you know.
So Joey, you talked earlier about, like, just kind of what you want to do with this band. Now, being a Christian band, you're definitely going for a certain audience, but then I'm sure people also just hear your music and say, oh yeah, these guys rock, you know, and so you're getting that audience. What is your goal with this band, and both of you, I guess, you know?
Actually, something that we really want to do with the band is kind of not get stuck in a Christian scene and not get stuck with only kids that are Christian and want to, you know, do that, because I think it's awesome that there's Christian bands out there and you know, those kids want to hear music, but the purpose of being a band representing God is to spread the love to other people, you know. So we kind of just want to spread out and, you know, let the music speak for itself. And if you like our music, that's what we're doing, that's our job. And you know, if you get something out of it, that's great, whether it be religious or not. You know, it's just we want to touch people's lives in every way we can. So
does every song have a Christian message, or do you say some of your songs, I mean, though everything has an influence around, you know, of course, your surroundings, mm-hmm. and everything, but do you think every song, the message, the intent is a Christian message, or do you just kind of write about other things? I mean,
well, let me take just, this one.
Yeah, go for it.
Well, the record that we're writing right now, and which we almost have finished, it's like 12 songs, and it's actually a concept album. Okay. And the songs are all, nothing's really straightforward, like, you know, praise the Lord, all that stuff, you know, which is awesome, I think. But our songs are, it's about the story of Joseph from Genesis, and it's about the story of his life, and we go through each thing that's happened in his life, because he's just a really good example of triumph and trusting the Lord, and just, in our eyes, a great example of, you know, how we should live our life. So we're writing our songs based on his life, and we have a song called The Dream, which is going to be the first song on the album. And in the Bible, it talks about Joseph having this dream and all this stuff, and it goes through that. So the underlying message of each song is, I guess, straight from the Bible, so you could say that, but nothing's really like a Christian song.
And
you
with
know?
Any, like with any artist, you're telling a story through your music.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
So it's
and
just
we're kind of almost literally telling a story. Like we're retelling the story straight from the Bible. So yeah, I guess that's it. Those are the songs that we have right now.
So the original album that Corey wrote that you guys all learned and eventually...
That's what we're still...
That's still that album.
Yeah,
okay.
That's what we're putting together now.
And so do you know where you're recording, when you're recording all that stuff, or you're still working out?
We're actually... We've been waiting. We really want to wait till we get... on a record label before we do anything, because it's just finances, and we really have been working on this for, you know, years now, and we really want to just do it 100%, so we're just waiting for a little bit more finances, and we have been talking with some people, and you know, God willing, it works out and we'll get some sweet money and get to do it and make it a career. But yeah, we haven't recorded anything. We don't know when. We just have some demos and ideas of what we want to do. So
what are you doing as day jobs? I mean, a lot of kids might end up listening to this, or even I might listen to this and wonder what I could do as a day job. What do you guys do?
Oh, that's a great question.
Rockers by night.
I'll let you take that one.
We all actually work at the same, for the same business. Leucadia Pizzeria, Encinitas.
All deliver pizzas.
Paula.
It's great.
Corey actually is the general manager. Yeah. Joey and I deliver pizzas.
But good looking pizza delivery.
That's awesome.
But it honestly couldn't, I mean, as far as like the, like, it's the best job I've ever had in my life.
It's so great. I mean, just working for someone who's your best friend, and it's just so great. Everyone that works there is really cool, and you make a decent living, you know, and getting time off for shows isn't the hardest when your manager's in
Corey,
your band.
Corey, yeah, Corey's our boss, so he's just like, don't even get your shift covered. Just go ahead and take it off. Because he's taking it off, too.
Nice.
That's great. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So who would you love to play with?
Oh, one band or many bands?
Whatever. It's your show now.
Oh, let's see. We got, I'd love to tour with Muse.
Muse comes to mind first.
That's definitely
that's
something.
That's like one of our favorite bands. We also like take a lot of inspiration and influence from them as well.
Yeah. Sound, I can hear that.
I mean, I don't know. I think as far as like bands that we feel like we would fit in well with, I mean, it's kind of like shooting high, but like Wolf Mother, you know, we feel like we could fit in with them, or
like Jet, stuff like
Jet.
That.
Foo Fighters are one of my favorite.
It's
kind of
cool because the rock movement that we're trying to, you know, bring back and really portray, like, obviously it's not original, it's based from the 70s, but it's really making a comeback, and we're really excited to be a part of it. And you know, I always have been looking for bands like us to listen to, so it's cool that I get to represent
Valiant Thor.
Shameless plug. Sweetest band in the world.
Well, would you guys consider mixing your music with another genre completely different from yours, such as hip-hop or electronica? If a band approached you and wanted to mix something like that, would you find that interesting?
Like collaborating or just like touring and stuff?
Collaborating on music.
Like Jay-Z, Linkin Park.
We will literally do anything.
We're open to anything.
We like playing music and shredding. So if Jay-Z came up to me today and asked me to lay down some vocals and some bass on his record, I would say yes, no question. That'd be sweet.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we've all heard rock, hard rock mixed with hip hop, but I haven't heard rock mixed with electronica. So I think it would be cool to have a DJ want to mix with you and do that, see what that would sound like, or maybe a DJ that specializes in tribal.
So Hannah's ready to
Hannah,
put that together.
I know. I that's my favorite, when bands mix their genres together. It's my favorite all time. So I always ask that question.
Sure.
Well, at the end of our interviews, we always do a little pirate.
Swap the poop deck. Heck yeah. Cool. I don't know.
That's cool. Well, thanks, guys. Thanks. Yeah, have a great show.
Thank you.
Thanks for meeting with us.